Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel a little at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please, on the road, in the van, with a plan to bring you cheese. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And what is cheese? Have you really thought what we mean by cheese, Daffodil, for the new, strange listening audience that has no idea?
It's the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Crazy music that you'd normally hear nowhere else. That's what we play here on the show. Or almost nowhere else.
It's very rare that you'll hear something we play anywhere else.
Yeah, well, we try anyway. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but most times you don't.
Unless it's one of those, you know, imitators.
Yes.
Cheesy knockoffs.
We could be one of those cheesy knockoffs if you mention that Demento dude, but that's another story altogether.
We're nothing like him.
Hey, would he? Yes, I suppose he would play some songs like this from Cockroaches.
What? See, now I'm all itchy again.
Daffodil, just knock it off. It's okay. I've got the bug spray here. Ugh. So if there's cockroaches around here in the van, I'm going to nail them.
You've been talking about playing these roachy songs all week, and
yes.
Every time you talk about them, I just start getting itchy. Bugs make me itchy.
Well, do you want me to spray you with this toxic chemicals?
No.
Okay, just checking. I thought you might want me to, just to relieve your itchiness, maybe.
No, I think that might make me itch just a little teeny bit.
Here, I'll spray some here. There. Did that help?
No, because now I'm breaking out in a rash.
Oh, well. We got some cockroach songs coming up shortly. The celebrity slip-up with our favorite guy, who's very incredible. We'll tell
That's
you more
incredible.
About
That's incredible.
Yeah, well, he is very incredible, and he covers a 70s classic. And we're starting off the show this week with the Live It Up Band and Vanessa's Dance that is just plain weird. But we're starting off the show with, I don't know if these guys were actually from the Central High School cafeteria band, but you never know. The first Rhapsody in Knives, Forks, and Spoons, right here on
Cheese Please.
For the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Please.
man, I'm thinking...
Da, 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 da.
I'm thinking Dancing with the Stars for some reason when I hear that. If Dancing with the Stars was done back in 1980, don't you think, Daffodil? Sort of a disco Dancing with the Stars.
It's interesting anyway.
Well, back then they had Battle of the Network Stars. You remember that TV show at all?
Vaguely. I was way too young back then.
TV stars battling it out on the on some university campus in various events hosted by Howard Cosell. And I found it. I found it on YouTube. It was kind of cool watching the WKRP cast going nuts. And the cast from...
Is that the same as when they did Circus Acts, or is that a different show?
That's a different show.
Okay.
But this is kind of cool, and then I saw JR go nuts, or I think it was JR, or someone from Dallas. Anyway, Live It Up, Band and Vanessa's Dance, and before that we had the Central High School Cafeteria Band, which apparently, I don't know, that's a little too good for a high school band, I personally think. Do you think, Daffodil?
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
You do think on occasion, though, don't you?
Not about high school bands.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
So what do you think about Daffodil?
Chocolate.
No.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
Cupcakes.
I see that. You got a little chocolate over there. Yeah.
And a good cup of coffee.
Oh, that's fine. Just keep the cockroaches away from it, right?
Now I'm itching again.
My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Keys Please, where we're bringing you, of course,
the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And the can of bug spray. There we go.
Okay, now I'm getting purple blotches. Stop spraying me with that crap.
Okay, I'll open the vent here in the van. Or the window or something. We're featuring cockroach songs on the show this week. We have Jack Larson coming up with Roaches. Dean and Gene with Dance the Roach.
But we're starting off with Roaches.
By the Court Jesters.
These are two different songs called Roaches, right?
Yes.
All right.
That's why they're
separated?
Yes. Right here on...
It's a buggy episode of Cheese Please.
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those roaches.
Oh, crawling up your thoughts.
Roaches.
Oh, crawling in and out your door.
Roaches.
Oh, eat your food and walk the walk.
Roaches.
They did the roach.
everybody clapping their hands. One player didn't know what to do until the referee gave him a boo. Charlie Brown had the right approach. He did the roach. The roach is a dance, and that's the name. But I never saw it at a football game. But wasn't nobody trying for the big touchdown. They just stood in the field going round and around.
Play another song while we finish airing out the van. Jack Larson here on Cheese Please with Roaches.
Yes, sir, we've got a really, really, really big shoe here for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on our stage, we're going to have for you a whole colony of roaches doing a toe dance for you. When I woke this morning, do you know what I found? Well, I found those cockroaches crawling all around. I found those roaches crawling around my bed. I found the roaches crawling around my head. Since my baby put me down, I'm the saddest man around. And I won't stay here no more. No, no, no.
Roaches on the ceiling, roaches on my clothes. Quick, somebody help me, I got something on my nose. Oh, those roaches crawling around my head. I found those roaches crawling around my bed. Since my cupid doll put me down, I'm the saddest man around. And I won't stay here no more. No, no, no.
See my baby, tell her this for me. Give her lots of loving and send me DDT to kill the roaches. Crawling round my bed to kill the roaches. Crawling round my head since my baby put me down. I'm the saddest man around and I won't stay here no more. No, no, no. Roaches, we meet in the cellar tonight. You, me, get in line. Forward march!
Well, I'll be a dirty roach.
Cheese, please!
You are a dirty bug, Roach.
With Jack Larson and Roaches, and I got a little excited when I was dancing the roach with Dean and Gene, and I pressed the bug spray a little too much. So we had to, open the van door very quickly while the last song was on.
Yes, and holding on to the big sliding door while we're driving down the road is kind of dangerous.
No, we're parked, Daffodil. We're parked. This week we're parked.
Well, I'm trying to put some excitement into what we just did.
Did you hear the rumble of the motor now of the van?
I have headphones on. I can't hear anything.
Normally, it sounds like... But you don't hear that in the background this week.
Uh-huh.
You don't hear the...
I've got headphones on. I can't hear anything.
What? You can hear me talk through the microphone. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I can hear that.
That's a load of crap. Will you quit jiving me?
But it's incredible.
No, this is...
And now it's time for the Cheese Please. always...
Oh, boy, is this incredible.
It is indeed.
Oh, I don't know what to say to this one.
Well, you know, we really should apologize to Mr. John Davidson because, you know, we do pick on him a lot.
Yeah, but it's all in good fun. He's like 70 now, and he's still on tour, concerts, and performing in general.
Well, the thing is that, you know, we wouldn't pick on John Davidson as much as we do if he didn't do crap like this.
Well, it was a thing back in the early 70s. Wayne Newton had the hit with it, but John Davidson decided to cover it. Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
It's awful.
Schmutz.
On cheese, please.
The love between the two of us was dying. And it got so bad, I knew I had to leave. But halfway down that highway, I turned around and saw a little darling running after me.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast. Daddy, don't you walk so fast. Daddy, slow down some, 'cause you're making me run. Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
I broke my heart to tell my little darling that her daddy had to run and catch a train. Oh, she had no way of knowing I was leaving home for good. When I turned around, there she was again. Oh, how she cried.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
I just had to turn right back, right there and then. I had to try and start a new life for the mother of my child. I wasn't gonna hear those words again. Oh, how she cried.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast. My darling.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Comes that popsicle man.
Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti frutti, and a grape that's fine.
Buy one for me and one for my chick. A lot of good eating on a popsicle stick.
Popsicle.
But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick. Some people buy popsicles just for kicks. Like me and my baby, we save the sticks to keep brother and sisters quiet as a mouse. We give them popsicle sticks to build a popsicle house.
Popsicle.
Popsicle. But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick.
And it comes on a stick.
Uh-huh.
Cheese with none other than the 60s greats Jan and Dean, who did quite a bit of cheese in their own right.
Apparently so, with Popsicle.
That's a little non-hit. I suppose the little old lady from Pasadena sort of qualifies as cheese.
Yeah, but we don't play anything that famous.
No. Popsicle is more on our side of things. And before that, we had John Davidson.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
It's a sad song.
It is. I just can't do Daddy. I could do Daddy. I can't do Son.
It's okay, son. I won't walk fast. I'm just like, I'm just crawling here. I can just hardly walk. You'll catch up with me. That's okay.
That's more of Granddaddy, or maybe even possibly Great-Granddaddy.
Okay, just don't argue with it. I'm still a daddy now, aren't I?
You're going to make me laugh, and then I won't be able to finish the show, so you need to stop now.
Why? I want you to make you laugh. Because...
okay, fine. What's that, your Betty Rubble laugh?
No.
What?
That's my daffodil laugh.
Oh, well, I think Betty Rubble.
That's my Betty Rubble laugh.
Okay, fine. That's a very good Betty Rubble laugh. That's very much like Bia Benaderet did it.
Thank you. Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
Oh, well, that's fine. We can do that every so often. It's no big deal. There's no rules here at Cheese Please.
Yeah, there's one rule.
What?
You have to do this.
Oh, that. I don't know if I have the voice.
Well, then just pretend. You open and I'll scream.
Okay, I want to hear that. This is the first time the daffodils actually scream for the glove compartment. So, here we go. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
applause, please.
Okay. That's all I have.
I like that better than the fake applause.
That's all I have. That's the first time in Cheese Please history that I've opened the glove compartment and Daffodil actually screams.
I think I opened the glove compartment myself once.
Yes, but
that's
never
different.
Screamed.
I might have made some meepy kind of noises.
Okay, we're ending off the show this week with Creeper's Blues by Furry Lewis.
That's kind of an odd title.
I really should read these play sheets before I actually talk about them.
Yeah, you should.
Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back here again next week. I'm sure we will have more things to entertain you.
And
have a great week and stay cheesy.
Cheesy. Goodbye.
I woke up this morning, I looked up against the wall. I woke up this morning, I looked up against the wall. Roaches in the bed was playing a game of ball. Score was 20-0, the roaches was ahead. Score was 20-0, the roaches was ahead. Roaches got to fighting and kicked me out of bed. Bed bug so bad, pulled a pillow from under my head. Bed bug so bad, pulled a pillow from under my head. They got a Winchester rifle and try to kill me dead. When I woke up this morning, I looked down on the floor. When I woke up this morning, I looked down on the floor. Bedbug had been in my pocket and pulled out all my dough. Mama, get your hat and kill the fly on your baby's head. Mama, get your hat and kill the fly on your baby's head. Mama, get your hatchet and run you to my bed. Please, bad bug, please, I don't beg you twice. Please, bad bug, please, I don't beg you twice. You done taken all my money, now you want to take my life.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.